Three students are discussing graffiti and street art.
When I was walking towards the train station yesterday, I passed an old factory wall covered with graffiti. I just stood there looking at it. And honestly, it was amazing. The paintings were so detailed and colorful that it almost felt like an outdoor art gallery. When I walked towards the train station, there was an old factory wall with graffiti on it.
Yes, but isn't it illegal? Even if it isn't, I think it probably should be. Personally, I'm against it, because it's basically vandalism. A lot of people do it during the night when there are no police around, and usually they even have someone watching out for them.
I agree to some extent. There are other places where they can paint and express themselves, and nowadays there are also online platforms. Artists can post their work on the internet instead of painting freely on public walls without permission.
But I wasn't talking about random writing or tagging. I mean actual paintings of people on the street, wearing sunglasses and things like that. Some of them are incredibly creative. The artwork was so imaginative that it brightened up the entire neighborhood. I stood there for quite a while just looking at them and thinking. It made the whole area feel more alive and interesting.
I understand what you mean, but surely there should be designated places for that kind of art. Artists could also sell their work online or display it legally in galleries instead of painting on factory walls without permission. There is no need for them to paint privately on factory walls or public buildings.
Personally, I don't like the idea of doing absolutely everything online. Seeing artwork in real public spaces feels different. It creates an atmosphere that you can't really experience through a screen. It offers a real, immersive experience that digital art simply cannot replicate.
Exactly. I think artists should have some freedom to express themselves in public spaces, especially when the artwork actually improves the environment instead of damaging it. It is a special form of urban culture worth preserving.
Maybe, but I still think there should be rules and designated areas. I actually know an artist who paints legally in public spaces, and his work is still very popular without causing problems for anyone.
I think that is a perfect middle ground. Balancing artistic freedom and public rules is really important. Legal street art zones allow creators to express their ideas freely, enrich urban scenery, and promote local culture, while also preventing random vandalism and property damage. It satisfies both artistic development and public management needs.